it's Ophira Eisenberg. Wait, wait, we've got a bonus for you. That's right. We are so excited about our upcoming show with Peter Sagal, host of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, that we are going to give you right now a little sneak peek of my interview with him.
Hello, everybody. Hiya.
Hi, Peter.
Hello.
Hi. Now, recently you were on television with a special of your own, a PBS special, Constitution USA.
Yeah, Constitution USA.
You traveled around the U.S. on a motorcycle.
I traveled the U.S. on a motorcycle, a brightly painted 2012 Road King.
And this is because you are a...
Not a biking crowd, no.
But you've always been into motorcycles.
Oh, yeah.
As a youth, you drove them?
This was my form of rebellion. Instead of doing... I mean, I was this nice Jewish kid growing up in New Jersey, destined for the Ivy League. That's what I was told from a young age. And now I had to get all A's and be the president of the student council and all the other things, which I duly did. But as you can imagine what my parents feel about my career now, oh my God, what a waste. But my rebellion, as opposed to anything that might get me in trouble, like actual misbehavior, would be to go out and ride motorcycles with my friends without telling anybody. So I'd sneak over, I'm gonna go over to Jim's house. And I'd hop on Jim's motorcycle and go riding off into the wilds of New Jersey.
Because you of course, could not have your own motorcycle.
Oh, Lord, no.
No.
In fact, when I got to college, my father, I was interested in buying a motorcycle finally. I was over 18, man, right?
Yeah.
And my father found out. And he said to me, and I remember this to this day, he said, I can't prevent you from taking this step. But if you do this, it will significantly alter the nature of our relationship.
A really chilling threat, and he didn't raise his voice, right? It's just that very slow, steady.
It was very scary. I folded like a fitted sheet, ladies and gentlemen. I collapsed. And you know what the scary thing, scary and horrible thing is I had children, and my daughter got to be an adolescent and got to be very obstreperous and difficult, and particularly towards me. And one day things just got out of hand with her, you know, behavior. And she was going to do something that I didn't want her to do. And it was like, I need to bring out the H-bomb. I need to go to DEFCON 1, total war. I need to decimate her. So I whipped that out, right? I drew it down from the years. And I said to her, if you do that, Rosie, it will significantly alter the nature of our relationship.
And what was her response?
Who cares? And she went to that anyway. I guess it's the timing, I guess. I don't
right.
know.
Right.